Sefer Menachem Tzion makes a very interesting observation. The Pasuk says in Parashas Vayakel, El Advar Meshatzivah Hashem Lassus Oysom, this is why HaKadosh Baruch Hu is asking of Klal Yisrael, Shesh Shom Tatz Melocha, 6 days we should work and then have Shabbos. And then the Pasuk says, Zeh Adavah Ashatzivah Hashem Lema, Chum Me'itchem Trum El Hashem. So first the Pasuk mentions Shabbos, and then it speaks about the Mishkan. Whereas, in Parashat Kisiso, first Moshe Rabbeinu tells Moshe Rabbeinu to speak about the Mishkan first, and then speak about Shabbos. Why is there this inconsistency of order? So he explains that we know that the purpose of the Mishkan is v'shechanti b'soicham, that a Kadosh Baruch Hu should rest, and Kadosh Baruch Hu should dwell amongst Klal Yisrael. The Shabbos, the purpose of Shabbos is for us to show honor to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as the Pasuk says, Zocher Shem HaShabbos L'Kachoy, Sheh Shishom Mas HaShem, Es HaShemayim Ves HaOretz, Es HaYom Es Kol Shabom, V'Yonach B'Yoyim HaShvi. So now we can understand. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, of course, is more interested, Kaviyachol, in the covet of Klal Yisrael than in his own covet. So first he speaks about the Mishkan, which represents the covet of Klal Yisrael, and then and only then does he mention Shabbos. Moshe Rabbeinu, on the other hand, is more concerned about the covet of HaKadosh Baruch Hu than in the covet of Klal Yisrael. So that's why Moshe Rabbeinu first mentions Shabbos, and only afterwards he mentions the Mishkan. And actually, there's a precedent for this, because the Pasuk says, after what the Midyanim caused Klal Yisrael to act in an immoral fashion. So the Pasuk says that Kadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe Rabbeinu, Nekoyim Nikmas B'nei Yisrael Me'es HaMidyanim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is concerned about Nekoyim Nikmas B'nei Yisrael, about B'nei Yisrael's honor be avenged. What does Moshe Rabbeinu say? Moshe Rabbeinu says, Hecholtzu Me'itchem Anoshim Latzovo, V'yu HaMidyan, Loseis Nikmas Hashem B'Midyan. Moshe Rabbeinu is more concerned about the Nikmas Hashem. And really, there's one pasuk that sums this all up. The pasuk in Shir Hashirim says, Ani L'Doidi V'Doidi Li. Ani L'Doidi. I am always concerned L'Doidi. Klal Yisrael is always concerned about the covet Hashem. V'Doidi Li, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu, V'Doidi, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is always concerned Li about the covet of Klal Yisrael. But what we learn from here is that the whole purpose of the building of the Mishkan was to bring Kavod Hashem, and to bring HaKadosh Baruch Hu into our lives. The question is, what did Moshe Rabbeinu say first? But there's no question that the purpose was to bring the Shekhinah. The purpose of building the Mishkan was to bring the Shekhinah. The Pasuk says in our parasha, V'ivoy kol hachamim, ha'isim z'kom lech z'akodesh. The Chachamah who were involved in the building of the Mishkan, Ish Ishma Malach Hashem Oysim, the people who had various jobs, V'yomer al Moshe Leim, and they say to Moshe Rabbeinu, Mar Bim Ha'om Lahavi, the people are bringing, Midei Havoid L'Malach HaShetziva Hashem L'Asosoy, people are bringing more than we need. V'tzav Moshe V'yivu Kol B'machne Leimer, and Moshe Rabbeinu made an announcement, Ish V'isho Yasa Oid Malach L'Trumas HaKodesh, there's no need for any further donations, and the pasuk concludes, they had more than enough. So there are many questions. Why, if people want to give a donation, sort of Sefer Lev Avram asks, do we decline them? Why, furthermore, does he ask, was it necessary for the Chachamim to be the ones to make this determination? If there's an abundance, anyone can make that determination. And also, what does it mean, dai v'hoiser? Dai means there's enough. V'hoiser means there's extra. So he explains, the pasuk in Shir Hashirim says, toicha rotza hava v'bnei Yerushalayim. The what, that pasuk he says, refers to the Mishkan, to the Beis HaMikdash, that what makes them so important and so special is that toicha rots of a hava, that they are filled with a hava. They're filled with kvod shemayim. Toichai rots of a hava. And when somebody, he says, donated to Mishkan, the people who accepted the donations needed to identify that the donations were given completely from the heart of Klal Yisrael, with the machshava, with the thought and the intent completely l'shem shemayim. And that's why the pasuk says that the people who were appointed to build the Mishkan were the people who were l'chshe machshavas, people who were able to look into the heart of the people who donated and see what was their intent, and that their intent was completely l'shem shemayim. And that's why the pasuk says, v'yavoyu chachamim, we needed the chachamim to make that determination. It's not somebody that a regular person has no ability to identify and pierce and see what's doing in somebody's house. And they said that the donations are midei havoida l'mlocha shetziva Hashem. That there are many donations that are coming, but we're getting many donations that don't have that kavana, that don't have that intent behind it. And they said to Moshe Rabbeinu, so Moshe Rabbeinu says, "Hamlocha yisodayim l'cha malocha, we have enough to build what we need from donations that are sincere." And that's why the pasuk says, "Dai v'hoiser." There was dai, there was enough. V'hoiser, the leftover, was from what wasn't given with that sincerity. And the point of the Mishkan is to bring the Shekhinah into our lives. And the only way the donation and the building of the Mishkan can bring the Shekhinah into our life, if the donations are done sincerely. The Mashal had a very big yeshiva, and he needed to build a building for his yeshiva. So they had a groundbreaking event where they would put in the stone, the first stone for the foundation of the yeshiva. And in order to be able to raise funds for the building of this yeshiva, during that groundbreaking event, they raffled off who would have the schus, who would have the privilege of putting in that stone. And they began to raffle off this privilege, and the numbers for this privilege, the donation for that privilege, were going higher and higher, until ultimately the amount pledged was a very serious amount. Who was this person? There was a person who came to the groundbreaking event and went over to the person who was in charge of this event and said to him, "I want to be the one to get this privilege, to pay for this privilege, but I want it to be anonymous. So when you're doing this bidding, don't identify me. I will pay whatever it costs, but I don't want anybody to know it's me." And indeed, the person, the numbers went very high, and this person, per his instructions to this gabbai, was the one that won the privilege. Where everybody was most anxious to see who was the individual who had been prepared to make this very serious donation. But so the gabbai again goes over quietly to this man and asks him, "Who do you want should have the privilege of actually putting in the stone?" So he says, "I ask that the mashab be given that privilege." So now that he gave this privilege to the mashab, nobody's going to know who was the man that made this donation, because he wasn't the one that came up to the stage. But after the entire event, the mashab went over to the gabbai and asked the gabbai, "I'd like to meet the man who made this very, very sizable donation." So the gabbai brought this man to the mashal, and the mashal right away saw that this wasn't necessarily a very wealthy person, and he asked him, "How did you make this very, very significant donation?" He says, "Unfortunately, I have no children, and at least I wanted that I should have participate in the building of Torah. I don't have children to teach Torah myself to. At least I will support the building of this yeshiva where Talmidim, the Mitzvah Shem, will learn Torah." And the Mashah gave him a bracha. The bracha the Mashah gave him was that you should have children, you should have a son, And amidst Hashem, that son should come learn in this yeshiva. A number of years later, there's somebody who shows up, a parent with a son, comes to the yeshiva, and he says, I'd like to have my son accepted into the yeshiva. And the administration sees that this boy is still young, younger than the age of most of the boys in the Mashal's yeshiva. They said, you'll have to come back when your son gets older. And the man says, can I please have a few moments with the Mashal? And they say, okay. And he goes into the Mashal, and he tells the Mashal, do you remember the groundbreaking event? Do you remember where you told me that amidst Hashem, I will have a son who will learn, I will amidst Hashem have a son who will amidst Hashem one day learn in the yeshiva? Well, this is exactly what happened. Your bracha was completely fulfilled. After we went home from the groundbreaking, my wife got pregnant and we had the son. And now I'm coming to bring my son to learn the yeshiva. And it's really, this story is really a Gemara Masechta Ma'akotin. The Gemara Masechta Ma'akotin, Daf Tes Amud Aleph, says that during the Chanukah Beis HaMikdash, everybody's wives got pregnant, V'yolda Ben Zachar, and they had a son. Why? Because the reward is Mida V'Mida, Mida Kenega Mida. A person who builds a Beis HaMikdash is looking to bring the Shekhinah into the world. Where is the Shekhinah most evident? The Shekhinah is most evident in our children. When we raise our children in the proper way, that is the greatest. The Pasuk calls the Beis HaMikdash, the Pasuk calls Yerushalayim a Nachla, and the Pasuk calls our children Nachlas Hashem Bonim, because there's so much in common between the Beis HaMikdash and our children. The place of the Shekhinah is the Beis HaMikdash, the Mishkan, and the place of our the Shekhinah is Rasuli Migdash V'Shachanti B'Soicham, that the Pasuk tells us that the Shekhinah is in the children of Klal Yisrael who perpetuate learning Torah, who perpetuate Avodas Hashem. And that's what the Pasuk says in our parasha. Kol ish v'ish asher nadav libam oisam lahavi l'chol m'loch asher tziva Hashem lasis b'yad Moshe. All of the people that did what HaKadosh Baruch Hu told us to do, the schus was Heviyu B'nei Yisrael. Those people, Heviyu B'nei Yisrael, they were zoicha to have B'nei Yisrael. And those B'nei Yisrael are the greatest Nadav al Hashem. The greatest Nadav that we can give to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the biggest Kvod Shemayim, is not when we bring Hashem into our lives, both by building a Mishkan and by bringing children who are the Mishkan, or the place where the Shekhinah will rest, which will ultimately lead to the Gula Shleimah.